This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My next guest is a singer-songwriter from here in Melbourne. She is also a radio broadcaster. She's on the TV as well. She's a model. Brittany Leo, welcome to Joy Studios.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
For the very first time in Joy.
Yeah, it is.
What do you think of our lovely station?
It's actually incredibly beautiful.
Because you volunteer at one of our sister stations called 3SER, Casey in Cranbourne.
Indeed.
So how does that compare to Joy?
Oh, you guys are very, I don't know, I guess Casey's still learning to get into modern stream at the moment, but Joy's right there at the moment.
Are they digital?
Yeah, they are.
They're fantastic. Now, let's get to know you a bit better, because it's your first time in Joy. Mm-hmm. So you're a singer-songwriter from here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
When did you discover, I guess, the music bug? When did it hit you?
I was definitely young, quite young. Mum said I used to run around the house and sing Mbop a lot.
Hanson.
Yeah, good old.
I've been in here, actually, a couple of years ago.
That's awesome.
Go on.
And then I just, I started choirs in primary school, and from there I started doing singing lessons, picked up the guitar, did some piano lessons,
So I guess being in a choir, it teaches you all about singing together and singing in harmony. That's
definitely
quite a good point. And singing lessons, I mean, when did you discover, I guess, your voice and what sort of style you wanted to do? Or was there a style at the start?
I think I'm still trying to work out exactly where my style fits into things, but...
It just keeps things interesting.
Yeah, it does.
So if you're pop, you dance, you country, whatever, you can just do whatever you like.
Yeah, but I definitely, started singing like High School Musical. I did all the poppy, the catchy things that was on the radio, and then I moved into, I had a little stage where I really concentrated on rock music, and then I went back to dance, and that's why I think, that's how I've evolved into what I am now, like into music-wise.
And learning the guitar and piano, that's helped you with your songwriting, I guess?
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm more thing in piano than guitar. I'm hoping to go back to guitar next year. But playing some chords and stuff, that always helps get the music bug going.
When you're writing songs, what's your formula? What's your process? Did you have little ideas in your head? Do you write things down or... You just sort of...
Actually, I have I had a book of quotes that I...
Like a diary?
That I really liked. And I sat down then with... Because I wrote the songs on my EP with Michael Painter and Michael Delorenzis. And we sat down, we just looked at the quotes and pictures that I found inspirational and just took things from there, actually.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah. And obviously before the EP, you launched a few covers on YouTube, which most artists do these days.
Mm-hmm.
Different covers and things. I mean, you're covering people like James Bay and Sam Smith. Are they your favourite artists?
They're definitely incredible artists. Yeah. And I think, I just got
drawn.
Amazing guy. I think I just got drawn to them and their voices. And it's definitely something I just wanted to take on and see if I could make my own.
Now, we were sort of playing your single Starting Over a few weeks ago on Joy. It's on our daytime playlist. Must be very excited hearing your track on the radio.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I love it. It's so cool.
Remember the first time you heard your track on the radio? Your first?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And it's just, you get those shivers and it's like, ooh, like this is mine. This is what I did.
Crank it up.
And yeah.
Exactly. My special guest in studio this morning is Brittany Leo. She's a singer-songwriter from here in Melbourne. Now, we should play the single Starting Over, which most Joysters will know because we've been playing it for a few weeks. What's the song about, first of all?
Starting Over is everything that I've gone through in the last 3 years.
Health,
relationships.
Health. What was wrong with you? What was
I have chronic fatigue syndrome.
What's that?
It's a very descriptive illness, but in short, it's just like affected my cognitive function, some physical aspects and stuff like that. But I've had to overcome that because I was also doing year 12 at the time, and so it was a bit stressful. But I mean, I'm almost on the other side now.
That's
great. So health issues. I went through a relationship drama, as you do, and this song just has been my power of like how I've came out of it. and stronger. Where I am now. Yeah, exactly.
This is Joy 94.9. Brittany Leo, this is Starting Over. Starting Over. Friday morning show with Leo. Now, Brittany is live in the studio with us this morning. That track, of course, the EP is out now called Undefeated. Yep. What a great title.
Yeah, no. I think it sums up everything that, yeah, I've been through in the last 3 years and who I've become. I'm hoping I'm quite strong.
Yeah, of course. Now, you said before that you were working with Michael Delamantis and Michael Paytner on this EP. Of course, they run in charge of M Squared.
Yeah.
Which is a Melbourne production company behind Anya Nissen, Nussi, Rachel Costanzo, all these amazing singers. So what's it like working with those two? What do they bring to the table as far as your songs go?
They are incredible and honestly the best people you could work with. They're just a ball of fun, but at the same time they're dead set serious and they're really hardworking. And they were really good with me. Like, they helped me find where I wanted to go and what direction. And we just spent like a week together and we worked on the songs. And they'd come up with these music ideas and these lyrics, and then we'd work together and work out where we wanted to put them or if we wanted to change a couple of words up. You know, it was a whole heap of fun. And then we'd have lunch breaks and go for coffee, and it was just it was just fun. They were amazing people.
Now, I was looking on your socials and you've been performing at Youth Fest 2015. And the White Horse Spring Festival.
Yeah.
So getting your songs, performing live is what you do. I obviously love performing live.
Yeah, definitely. The adrenaline is amazing. I love it. It's just fun.
And with your fans out there, you've got quite a few followers on your socials. You love social media. How are you coping with the whole Twitter and Facebook and Instagram?
Oh, it's overwhelming. Like, it is full on. But no, the reactions and people are just so polite and so nice, and it's rewarding on that factor that everyone's just been so supportive. I haven't had any negative feedback as of yet.
That's
so
great.
That's great.
Because a lot of artists have these like trolls going on, which is awful.
I'm waiting for that day.
Now, like me, you work on radio, of course, at KC in Cranbourne, which is a community radio station. Yeah. Your show is called Play On, which is on every Friday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
What's the show about?
It's to showcase Australian talent. I just play Australian music. Yep, I'll give you the latest in Australian music news, what gigs you can catch. It's just I'm very passionate about exposing Australian music and what talent this country has. So,
and if that wasn't enough, you're also on the TV.
I am.
Channel 31.
Yeah.
Their show is 1700.
Yes. Again, it's an Australian show, so we talk about Australian music. We do play some upcoming international bands. Every Thursday night, and we talk about what's coming up, what's happening. And
speaking of TV, we're talking in the break about The Bachelor last night.
Yes.
And of course the lovely, gorgeous Sam Wood, he's just divine, isn't he?
Oh.
Sam Wood is gorgeous. Mm. And he chose, obviously there was Lana and Shnazana last night. He chose Snez.
Yeah.
Which is 34-year-old mother of one from Perth. Mm. Good choice, do you think?
Oh, look, I think if he's happy, he's happy. But I'm going by looks. I liked Lena for her big gorgeous
Lana?
Eyes. Lana, for her big gorgeous eyes. But
she was stunning, actually. They were both good girls. But I think Sam, there was two ways he could go. Mm. He could either go down the easy route and choose Lana, who was from Sydney, younger, no kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he could choose Snez, who lived in Perth, the other side of the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had a 9-year-old daughter and around the same age.
True.
And he went with his heart, he chose Snez, which was lovely.
Yeah.
And I actually reached the tissues last night because he presented Snez with a lovely commitment ring, but also a lovely necklace for her daughter.
Oh, okay, then that's kind of cute.
Oh, so lovely. Anyway, No, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
This morning, Brittany Leo, she's a singer-songwriter from here in Melbourne. Her EP is called Undefeated. It is available on iTunes right now. Support local music.
Yes, please.
And get a copy online. Your new single is coming out soon?
Yeah, video? Music video is due out Monday.
It's called Loud. And obviously, what's Loud about? Is it about just breaking out and being crazy?
Yeah, it's the fun track on the album, and it's definitely about, you know, independence and as well as just having a good time. It's that girl you want to be, that loud, volumized, powerful, just
fun. Are you that
fun
girl sometimes?
I hope so. I think so. Yeah. I think there's a part of me.
For the very first time on radio.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah,
first time on radio. It's the brand new single from Brittany Leo. It's called Loud from the EP Undefeated. Would you like to introduce it for us?
Sure.
Off you go, doll.
You are listening to Joy on 94.9, and this is Loud by Brittany Leo. Thank you.
Thanks, hun. Oh, no, don't need to figure it out.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.